Can you give some examples?
Well, I think it's true to say that when one really takes an interest in children, parents and diabetes, you often realise from day one that certain families are going to find it extremely difficult to cope with diabetes on top of other problems. Now, at that point, it would be very useful to have real expertise in psychological management and counselling for such parents and such children. Then there's the other issue, of course, that diabetes has such a huge impact on both young people and parents that, of course, a significant number of parents, particularly the mothers, go into a phase of depression, sometimes severe, sometimes mild. And again, at that time, it would be very helpful to have expertise in intervening in those difficulties and recognising these psychological problems more readily and more accurately. And then thirdly, the other aspect is of course, in adolescence, when all children have difficulties in this adolescent period of growing up, changing, becoming more independent. When diabetes is imposed upon that, the difficulties often become very much more problematic. And there again, the expertise of psychological counselling, support and help would and is very beneficial. There are many studies now that are published in terms of interventions in adolescents and with parents that may help to alleviate some of these huge difficulties of looking after diabetes in young people. And unfortunately, we in the UK have not, until very recently, have not had the finances, the resources to set up these very good interventions to help in psychosocial contexts.